Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the Uralo Monthly Teleconference, taking place on Tuesday, the 18th of August, 2015, at 1800 UTC. On the call today, we have Uralian Puro, Wolf Ludwig, Sebastian Bachelet, Jeronush Vardinian, Pedro Vega, Roberto Catano, Olivia Krupa-Mablond, Yulia Mornet, Oksana Prihodiko, Alan Greenberg, and Christopher Bursch. I show apologies from Jean-Jacques Supermat, Liliana Galassine, Jimmy Schultz, and Sandra Hoffreiter. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Gabriela Schittick, Kim Carlson, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot for this roll call and apologies. The next point on our agenda is some action items from the last call. I'm just checking whether this link... it's unfortunately not updated. Well, as action items from the last call, as some of you may recall, we basically confirmed what we have decided at this last call, and we will go to the details further on, that we will have two parts of 90 minutes each as a program for our General Assembly in Dublin. The first part will concentrate on key content and the key topics of public interest, and the second part after the lunch break will then be the regular part of the General Assembly following the usual requirements. And it was part of the action items, to my memory, that we will have to prepare an agenda and a draft version for the annual report until our next annual call, our monthly call in September. If there are no questions or comments so far on this agenda point three, I would like to continue with the next agenda item, which is the briefing on ELEC consultation as usual, and Olivier, you will have the floor. As you may have realized, I only dedicated 10 minutes this time for this point, because I think we will need some time afterwards for the discussions of the main focus of this call. But now you have the floor for agenda item 4.
Thanks very much, both. Olivier Cabana-Blanc speaking, and I'll be faster than usual on this. Can you first hear me correctly?
Yes, I can hear you pretty well.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. So we have a number of statements that are currently being drafted. It's a busy, busy summer. We've got one that has been recently agreed and adopted by the ALAC. That's the draft report on the review of the generic names supporting organizations. But on the ones that are currently being drafted or currently being commented on, the first one is for the next generation generic top-level domain registration directory services to replace WHOIS preliminary issue report. So that effectively is the follow-up to the expert working group that convened, was convened a while ago, actually, with the aim to replace WHOIS altogether. As you know, WHOIS is a sort of register of address registrants. So if you have example.com, you do WHOIS on example.com, and you'll find out the registrant details behind example.com. The fact is that this system has been broken for various reasons. Reasons of privacy on the one hand, reasons of having an accurate detail of those records on the other hand, and a one-size-fits-all scenario doesn't appear to be working. So this new, this expert working group has come up with a whole set of recommendations. We had some people from At Large who were in that expert working group, and now there is a preliminary issue report that's been drafted to take this to the next stage, and we're now asked to comment on the details of this issue report. Our working group that deals with registrant issues has had some discussions. If you click on that, you will click on the link, you will find the wiki page that deals with this. You can read the initial comment and some of the feedback that was received, and you can, of course, be very much encouraged to take part in the discussion. The closing time for this consultation is the 6th of September. Next, the initial report on data and metrics for policy making. Maureen Hilliard is holding the pen on this, and the whole point of it is to review standard methodologies for reporting and metrics to inform how policy development and decision-making is taking place. That's primarily, of course, taking place in the GNSO policy development process. So having some kind of metrics and data around the policy development and finding out if all of the input was taken into account, et cetera, is important. And so there is some work going on here, and I do see, actually, Maureen has put a number of comments on the wiki already, and I invite you all to read through those and put your own comments before she drafts a final statement on this. Next, the INS stewardship transition proposal. Well, we've now reached the stage where the proposals from the NAMES community, the proposal from, and that's the NAMES community being people in ICANN, the proposal from the protocols community being in the ITF, and the proposal from the IP address community, and that's the regional internet registries, have been put together by the INA coordination group, and that final, collated report, if you want, the report or the proposal that's going to go to the NTIA, to the National Telecommunication Infrastructure Administration. That report is ready for a comment. It's your last chance to comment before small amendments are made, and then it is sent over to the NTIA. Now, there are, of course, some other things pending with that. There is the ICANN accountability track, which needs to also somehow conclude, or at least a first stage of this track should conclude beforehand. But it is important to note how where we are at the moment and how the three proposals might disagree with each other on a couple of points and which way that we do prefer pointing. Now, there was an extensive discussion a couple of hours earlier or just an hour earlier in the INA issues and ICANN accountability working group, which is the working group that At Large has created to be able to follow up on these points, and not very much was agreed on the statement for the INA stewardship transition proposal, in that we do believe, or there seems to be a broad agreement that most of what's in there doesn't need any specific comments from At Large. But if you do find something that you wish to point out, please comment on the wiki. Next, the proposed ICANN bylaws amendments. The GNSO policy and implementation recommendations. Now, I have noticed that Alan Greenberg is actually on the call, so he might wish to say a couple of words on this one. I'll pass over it. The closing date is the 12th of September. And next, the cross-community working group on enhancing ICANN accountability. That's the parallel track, the work stream one, which is supposed to feed into the INA stewardship transition process. There is a second draft report that has now up for a comment. And here we have quite a long comment that's already, a long proposed comment that's already in the wiki. It's going to take too much time to read through it, but I do point you to this. Please read it. Please comment on it, bearing in mind that this has been already discussed also in the INS Stewardship and ICANN Accountability at Large Working Group. Alan, should I let you speak for 30 seconds on the proposed ICANN bylaws amendment, GNSO policy and implementation recommendations?
Sure, if you wish.
Please.
Yeah, those are the bylaws that go along with the implementation of the policy and implementation recommendations. Essentially, the recommendations are creating new mechanisms that the GNSO can use, new lighter weight mechanisms than the full PDP that the GNSO can use to give advice on certain issues or, in fact, create consensus policy on certain issues. The ALAC has been, ALAC representatives have been heavily involved in the creation of the process. We support it. We do have a concern, however, on two grounds. Number one, essentially what this does is it says that if there are policy-related things that are found during implementation, they have to revert back to the GNSO. That has the potential for making the overall implementation process potentially very long, because if every time you find a problem you have to go back and start a process over again, even if it's an abbreviated one, that has implications. Certainly on things that are as complex as the GTLD application round or in the future the WHOIS replacement. The second concern we have is that in cases where the public interest might be at odds with contracted party interests, it's not clear to us that the GNSO has the ability to resolve these issues equitably. The board has a responsibility to balance things. The GNSO does not have such a responsibility other than to set up a working group where people can talk to each other. So we have those concerns, but that being said, we think going forward and trying this is worthwhile. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this, Simon. So that's the current consultations that we have. Now, there seems to be a statement that is marked here as currently being stalled. That's the proposal for the Armenian script root zone label generation rules. That's to do with internationalized domain names and with domain names that are using the Armenian script. Narina Khachaturian is drafting a statement. I note that she is on the call. I wonder whether she has any ability to say a few words on this and how this is progressing. I note that the closing date for this is the end of this month. Narina?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Olivier. I would like to put in a couple of words regarding the proposed statement or the comment for the proposal for Armenian script root zone. Label generation rules, overall, the proposal is, the impression is that the proposal is reasonable and satisfactory, and for the moment I have only two comments related to the paper. The first one is that the one of the letters of the Armenian alphabet, the first letter, and one of the Cyrillic letters can be considered as cross-script homoglyphs, and this is not included, and this can be put as a comment. And the second comment related to the general text of the proposal, as like Russia can be included in the list of countries where the Armenian language is widespread, is widely spoken. as a country having a very big Armenian diaspora reaching 2.5 billion people speaking the Armenian language. So at the moment, these are the two major comments related to the proposal, and I just repeat myself saying that overall the paper is quite satisfactory. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Narina. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and thanks for this brief update. If you could please put those comments on the wiki, then the staff would probably be able to follow up with the process of launching the commenting from others. Finally, two public comments to which the ALAC decided not to submit statements. One was on the design team review of the plan for the DNS root zone KSK change, that the key sequencing, I can't even remember the name of this thing, root key signing key, there you go, I should have guessed. And that's, as you will have noticed, very technical in nature, and as a few people read it, I know that our ESAC liaison has read the report, and I've also read it, and it all seems to be satisfactory, so no comment on this. And finally, the removal of the searchable Whois service from .sharp registry agreement. .sharp is a brand generic top-level domain, and therefore they are not planning, the Sharp organization is not planning to be selling domains to any third parties, so it just wasn't seen to be particularly important to have a Whois to identify whoever was using domains under .sharp, since it would obviously be someone in Sharp. And with this, I turn the floor back to Wolf Ludwig, I guess, and I'm ready to answer any questions.
Okay, thanks a lot, first of all, Olivier, for your concise briefing again, and thanks to Alan and Narine for the additional comments. Are there any questions or comments from the other participants on our agenda item 4? This is the moment to raise your questions on the current round of consultations. I see no hand raised for the moment, therefore I guess, yes, there is one hand raised again by Olivier, and Olivier, you have the floor again.
Thank you, Wolf. Just to close off then, since there are no comments here, it's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and I've just put in the chat the ALAC public commenting policy development page, where people can keep track of all policy development on the ALAC. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Olivier, for providing this additional link for participants to follow up on some more details now or even after the call. If there are no immediate questions and further comments, let me continue with our agenda. What the next is agenda item 5, the status of registration for the Dublin General Assembly. You may remember that in July already we sent this call for registrations to our members in combination with a sort of a small registration form, what was a kind of a survey asking some basic questions about the registrations. And meanwhile, as we could see on the workspace, out of our 33 members total at the moment, 26 ALSs have responded and are confirmed. Some also responded but had to indicate that they won't be available in October in the second half to attend our General Assembly. And in my note on the agenda, I have noted that there may be even be two more candidates who may join. One of the candidates is Jürgen, because there is no candidate from Isaac Finland at the moment registered. There was a note that replacement may be sent, but replacement was not nominated in time. Therefore, maybe Jure as a member can also join our General Assembly. And the other point was for Isaac Wallonia, where I thought if Christopher maybe in Dublin in October, he also could, as sort of a replacement, represent Isaac Wallonia. Therefore, we would have even two more candidates being present, and Christoph, who has apologized already, and Stefan Hügel, who has also apologized for not being available. They told me they will give proxy vote to other German ALS representatives who are confirmed. Therefore, we may have even two more votes for sure. So I think we will have a good level of participation for this important General Assembly. I don't know whether Heidi would like to add something more. I've bilaterally communicated with Heidi. Heidi told me with 25 participants already, we are at the edge of our budget, and we do not have any more space to invite or encourage other participants to come due to a certain budget constraints. And I've seen the note from Euro in the chat. Yes, I will represent the Finnish chapter of ISOC at the General Assembly. If this does not conflict with my NOMCOM duties, this is also a point which was raised bilaterally to me by Bill Drake, who will be a new NOMCOM member, be seated in Dublin, and we have somehow to check that we do not have conflicting timing with NOMCOM sessions and our General Assembly. But things like this I can try to sort out with staff bilaterally. Heidi, do you want to add anything? Do you have any comments on this issue regarding the status of registrations? And staff will now close the registration list, so we do not have much space anymore for latecomers or late registrations. And I've seen Olivier has raised his hand. And Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Rolf. Olivier Capanablanc speaking. And just as a matter of points regarding the NOMCOM duties, I believe that the NOMCOM only meets after the end of the annual general meeting, since the NOMCOM would meet for next year. So I would believe that they are probably going to be available during the whole length of the AGM itself.
Thanks, Olivier, for this remark. I was not really sure about this, because I remember during the last ICANN meetings, some of the NOMCOM sessions have even started before the end of the official ICANN meeting. So I hope that the NOMCOM won't start before Thursday. And that would mean that on Wednesday, when we do have our General Assembly, Jure and Bill Drake could be available to participate during the whole length of our General Assembly. You raised your hand again, Olivier. You have the floor again.
Thanks, Wolf. It's Olivier. This is not a normal ICANN meeting. This is an annual general meeting. This is the last meeting of the ICANN year, and therefore the new NOMCOM is the one that is meeting, and the new NOMCOM is only meeting after the end of the ICANN year. So
okay.
Other meetings, yes, the NOMCOM will meet during the ICANN meeting itself.
Okay, thanks for this clarification, Olivier, what is quite helpful. If there are no questions or comments on agenda item 5 regarding registrations, I think most of the things were sorted out or could be clarified by now. Let me continue with the next agenda item, what is point 6, the approved concept on format for the Dublin General Assembly. As I indicated already before, we had a special issue call end of July on some basic questions for the next GA regarding format and structure and content, etc. And we came up at the end of this July call with some basic decisions already. One of these decisions was to subdivide the General Assembly into two parts, 90 minutes each. The first part, as we agreed, concentrated on content and our key topic, and it was also agreed that we should focus this discussion on the public interest and related discourse at ICANN, and to have, after a lunch break, a second part for the General Assembly dealing with regular requirements like presenting, approving the annual report, and to discuss further questions, how to improve our members' participation, and then, of course, we will have the elections again at this GA. In the second part of and the last part of the General Assembly. So does anyone would still like to comment on these basic decisions we have taken at the last call? There was broad approval at the last call on these issues, and therefore I consider them as being decided already, but of course we can still discuss on details, and there are still a lot of details that needs to be discussed. As we announced at the July call, as an introduction into the content part on the public interest, we will present a thesis paper on the issue, which is a summary of a longer paper I prepared some time ago. And this short version, the thesis paper, will be presented before the September call, that we have enough time to circulate it in our community, to give our members a chance to have a look on it. It's not a long thing. It's just a summary on two pages max. So it gives some background, and I can say already it's more or less an effort of praising the public interest, the notion of the public interest in the European context and in the European history. That means we could find out that the term and the notion is nothing new. It hasn't started with the internet. Public interest has a very long and old story already. You can trace it back even to the Greeks, and you can trace it back in the European history. To the period of Enlightenment, you can trace it back to Kant, and you can trace it back. And the public interest, by the way, is also mentioned in various European constitutions. So it's a very common thing, so to say, but as we hear from time to time in the ICANN context, that some constituencies even question the importance or the meaning of the public interest. I think this can be a very good and important discussion, and it's part of our consideration. We start this the pre-discussion on this in Buenos Aires already, in a small group of Uralo people who were present in Buenos Aires, and we thought we will present such a paper to our membership. We'll have a discussion in the first part of the General Assembly, and then try perhaps we can agree on a consolidated paper version, and if we can agree on such a consolidated and approved version by the General Assembly, we could consider it as an input from Uralo being forwarded to other RALOs and going even further to the ALEC. So I think this may be a good point of interest for several of our members, and I have received some very positive feedback on the idea and on the topic. So I guess this may be an encouraging element and part of the General Assembly. And then afterwards, we have to start drafting now the agenda for the second part of the General Assembly, and start drafting to the annual report 2014-2015. To be ready until the September call. Are there any questions or comments so far from your side? Let me also point that just before the July call and this call, there have been some comments from Roberto and from Jure on the particular item, how to improve members' participation at Uralo. I think this question should be a key issue for the second part of the General Assembly. What we can do afterwards to encourage more members' participation on a regular basis, etc. And this, in my opinion, is a very important issue, and we should also start with this discussion or continue with this discussion on a broader basis before the start of the General Assembly. Further questions and comments from your side on this part, approved concept on format? I see no hand raised. And I also touched or went over to agenda item 7, drafting team for agenda and annual report. I think we should at least have 3 to 4 people who will help for drafting this the agenda, and I of course count on Olivier for this, who will be my presumable successor. So I think Olivier should be closely involved, as you had some raised some very good points. I would also appreciate his participation. I don't know about others. If anybody else is volunteering, I could also imagine that Roberto, representing the individuals, could be a part of this drafting team. It's only a drafting effort. So finally, the agenda will be submitted for further comments to the broader community, to all members, and starting after the September call, everybody has a chance to make comments on our draft. So it's nothing definite, so it's just, it gives just a structure, and it's nothing but a suggestion of what has to be approved at the opening of the General Assembly in Dublin by the members. And therefore it's important that the agenda, according to our bylaws, it needs to be circulated a minimum 2 weeks prior to the General Assembly. So, can I count for this drafting team on Olivier Jure and Roberto, including me? I have seen the hooks on the Adobe Connect, and I would like to thank all of you who have volunteered and who will support this kind of drafting process. Other questions or further comments from your side on agenda item 7, drafting team for agenda annual report? And basically we have to think what further infos could be needed or useful to be submitted in advance. What will help to have a smooth General Assembly. Olivier, you have raised your hand. You have the floor.
Thanks very much, both. Olivier Krefner-Blanc speaking. Two things. First, I know that Heidi has put her hand up. I don't know whether it's to comment on this, but in the action item box, the recording of the session, your name is missing on there, and I believe you did say, including me, so you'd be on this. That's all. Thanks.
Yeah. I was thinking I make a first proposal, sending it to you, and then on this first proposal we start discussing. We completely revise it or we completely change it. So it will be on the group, but the first input will be. Yes, I have seen Wolf is included by default in these working groups. So I think it's clear now. I've seen Heidi, you have raised your hand. Heidi, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Heidi. I wanted to comment that basically staff will be preparing a welcome pack for everyone, for all the members of the of URALO arriving in Dublin. That will have some of the key documents, the agendas, and basic information, so they have that all at hand, and we'll be encouraging them to make sure that they come prepared to the Wednesday session. We'll also try to get little ribbons for everyone to wear that identifies them as URALO members. Thank you, Wolf. And I, just to comment, I am not at the AC room right now, so that hand will remain up, but I will let you know if I do wish to speak. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Heidi. This is much appreciated. Also support from at large step. What we have received so far, they are always working in the back. The whole registration procedure already was a lot of work to create the survey. Special thanks to Ariel and Heidi who have pushed a lot in this. So I have on my list already what will be as a printout. It will be submitted before, as I said, but it would be good to have a printed version of all these key documents for this welcome package. And one element would will be the thesis paper on the public interest, the draft agenda, the final draft version to be approved at the opening of the General Assembly, then a copy of the annual report, and we may consider some more documents as we discussed at our July call that some papers, some additional guidelines could be useful for further discussion. We had a discussion on the functioning of the Uralo board or the not functioning of the Uralo board. Therefore, we suggested at the July call to draft some performance criteria for new board members based on the experience we had over the last years with non-working board. So I think performance criteria for this would be very helpful. And also I think it would be helpful to have some performance criteria for the secretariat function as well. I do not think that for Olivier we need performance criteria for the chair function after he has chaired the ALEC over various years in a, in my opinion, brilliant way. So I think there are no doubts in this direction. So therefore my suggestion will be that this welcome paper will may also include a draft version of such performance criteria for the board and the secretariat function. Heidi, is this an old hand or a new hand? Heidi?
Hi, Wolf. This is Heidi. Yeah, that's going to be up. I cannot remove that hand, so just ignore it. Apologies.
Okay, so I just ignored it. Okay, so, and if anybody else has some further ideas what documents could be useful for the General Assembly as an input paper, of course, other members are free to submit something for it. So let us know, and we will go through this list during our September call again. So this is just still a sort of a brainstorming process to be prepared what we need to present and what should be the task for the drafting teams we just decided about. This was agenda item 7. If there are no comments and questions for the moment, I would like to continue with the next agenda item, what is 8, Uralo networking event. This was also part of our July discussion, and I think there was a clear decision from the participating members not to have a showcase in the otherwise usual way, and I think a showcase type of an event will not be very interesting to the majority of our members, and at least as far as I know them. So it should be a different format. It should be much more based on networking and less on any show elements or presentations. It would be, it should include that members, of course, have the possibility to present themselves. So if members who are present at the General Assembly and do have any flyers or background material reports from their ALSs, they are all invited to bring them with them. There will be a big table during this networking event where member ALSs can display infos about themselves. And Olivier already raised the question directly to me that probably have to organize something interesting, we should try to find some sponsors for this and to have some sort of additional budget foreseen or available for this networking issue. And I confirmed to Olivier already that I would very much appreciate any effort in this direction. And as he raised his hand, Olivier, he has the floor again.
Thank you very much, Rolf. Olivier Clapin-Leblanc speaking. And just saying that in reading your response, I got in touch with Afilia. I haven't had a response yet. Afilia is a registry for .info, and they are based. They're headquartered in Ireland, so it would be a good opportunity for them to sponsor our event. And I hope they will get a positive reply. There are several other companies that are based in Ireland or indeed in Europe that could be potential sponsors. If you do think of anyone, then maybe we can contact them. I don't think it's going to be such a large amount of money that we need, or in-kind contribution of such. Correct me if I'm wrong, Volk, but the format that we have is going to be primarily very interactive, no showcase, and it was going to be primarily aimed at people to network with each other. And so I believe that any kind of drinks and maybe a few canapes would probably be able to help. As far as getting the exchanges going.
You're quite right, Olivier Wolf-Ludwig, again. The only element I could vaguely think about is perhaps some short music elements in between, as we are in Ireland and as Irish folk is not only well known and much appreciated in Ireland, so I could imagine having some elements like this. Perhaps for organizing the networking event, it came to my mind that in this exercise we should probably include Michele Nalen, who is a native and knows the scenery. Michele is a famous person, so he can be very helpful giving us some more hints. He should also be part, as he is a member of the Uralo Individuals Association. So I can imagine he may be interested as well.
Well,
and
this is Heidi, if I may.
Yeah, please.
I'm wondering, I thought that there was going to be some discussion during this networking event, maybe just the first, 20 minutes or so, with a discussion from various civil society groups, at large, NCSG, NPOC, et cetera, on the issue of public interest. And then it would go into a networking event, rather than having it be a strictly an interactive networking event.
Well, there will be a sort of introduction, of course, Heidi, but we have not yet fixed on the time, the exact time of this introduction. Of course, it will, it must be in line with our members. Our members are mainly NGOs, and perhaps we could ask Bogdan, who our representative from APTI Romania. Bogdan is member of the ATRI network, which is very well known and outspoken civil rights network. So we could ask some of our members who are multiple engaged, also like how to improve our outreach among the ISOC chapters. If Frederick Donk, the head of ISOC Europe, will be most probably in Dublin, so we could also invite Frederick for this. So it should give some incentives and some short intros, but I would, as we discussed earlier, limit such introductions to 15 minutes maximum, and then really to give the space and floor to our members. If some of them would like to make a contribution, they are welcome, but it should be mostly an interactive type of event, in my opinion. Any further suggestions, ideas on this? We are running short of time otherwise. We still have some time. If something comes up into your mind the next days, please let us know via the list or directly, and we can include any new ideas in our considerations. The next item on the agenda is point 9, nomination procedure for the next Juralo officers and timeline. As you may have realized, there was a call yesterday sent out by at large staff referring to the respective workspace, and there are now exactly two weeks time for nominations and support for nominations, etc. And then early September, the nominated people have to accept the nominations, etc. And the election itself will take place at the end of the second part of the General Assembly. So I think all details are mentioned in the call for nominations, the guidelines and procedures, etc. And if there are no immediate questions on this issue, I would like to go to the next agenda item. We invited DEF tonight for this call, who will give us a short briefing on decisions regarding procedure for the Juralo outreach document. DEF, you have the floor.
Thanks. This is Dave. Thanks for being on this call. What I was I'm here to talk about is just to talk about a little bit about a call for persons from Juralo to join the At-Large Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee. And the subcommittee is seeking persons from persons from Juralo to help develop an at-large strategy on which on reaching out to new potential members of the at-large community, develop an at-large strategy to engage new and existing members, and then work with in coordination with other working groups such as the Capacity Building Working Group and the New Meeting Strategy Working Group, and to ensure that those strategies are implemented successfully. So if you're the person in URLO that is interested in helping at-large get new members and to get existing members more engaged in at-large, you know, please join the outreach and engagement subcommittee. You could just email staff. Just to highlight some of the things that the outreach and engagement working group has been working on. We're developing outreach and engagement strategies for each of the relos, and we need members from URALO to help develop the one for URALO. And it's important this time around because one of the outreach activities that I can provide is something called CROP, which is the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program, which allows for outreach travel to various events for purposes. This year, a strategy has to be filed by each of the relos with the regional global stakeholder engagement before any proposals can be filed. Okay, so that's why it's important to get members involved now because there's a deadline for submitting the outreach strategy to the global stakeholder engagement teams, which is end of September. And I see Sylvia has put the link to the outreach and engagement working group page, so please read it and please join. And I'm here to answer any questions about outreach and engagement. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dev, for this quick briefing. I think the present members of URALOs, I cannot recall all of them. There was Julia in the subcommittee. I think Sebastian was in this subcommittee. I was member of this subcommittee. And there was recently a call for renewal of the members. So anybody on this call who is particularly interested in these efforts, how to improve our outreach and engagement and to define some sort of strategy for URALO is highly welcome. I think there is still time, or is it a nomination period already closed then?
This is Dave. The persons can join the outreach and engagement subcommittee at any time.
At any time.
But we do have to select a person to be served on the community regional outreach pilot program review team. That's the at-large team in charge of reviewing CROP proposals. We need to have select somebody from the outreach and engagement subcommittee. So we need persons from URALO to help. Have a selection there. Thank you.
And there's a question, will we have a separate program for InReach? That's a very good question, Oksana. I think we need to develop such a program or an approach concentrating on InReach in Dublin. I hope this would be a part of the outcomes of the Dublin discussions, how to improve members' engagement. This is an InReach issue. Reaching out to new potential members is an outreach issue. So I think we have to discuss to consider both points, but the InReach aspect is a very important one, and we need to concentrate during our Dublin discussions on this. If there are no questions on this outreach and engagement, as Steph said, anybody interested in this subcommittee can always stand up and join in between, so there is no a limitation for this. I did not really confuse the agenda when I went to point 11 to give Steph a chance after he waited almost for an hour. for his contribution and his call for additional members for the outreach and engagement subcommittee. There is a last small point on the agenda, which is a briefing on the decisions. We had an additional call early August, 5th August, on the Uralo outreach document. We had an hourly discussion on this, and we decided for the moment not to update the existing Uralo flyer. We would like to submit the flyer to the members in Dublin again to have their feedback on what could be improved on this. So this will be another bottom-up exercise and not just a decision by few of us in presenting something. But we agreed at this early August call that we will produce a business card. So no, this is a wrong. This is a large organizational. This is a large flyer, and I thought we will give you a short look on the last draft version 3 of the business card. What will be produced until Dublin will be presented, and any member can take a pile of this business card with some basic information. Yes, it's exactly this one. So it's a very simple business card from Uralo with our basic message we agreed upon before Atlas II in London. Uralo slogan is "The Internet is yours," and on the back of this card with some basic hints to links on Twitter, Facebook, on social media tools. And as we do have a Uralo LinkedIn group, we do have a Uralo Facebook group already, so the respective links are listed here on the back of this business card. And I think it's a rather simple idea and a rather good idea. And it will be in the, here as you see, the dominating colors is blue, what is a Uralo color. I think it's a good idea and it's a good draft. And we just wanted to shortly present it to you during this call. If you have comments on this, you need to be extremely quick and send any comments to me or to at large staff. We had some previous versions, so this version 3 is the reworked one already, which in my opinion is a fairly good already and could be approved for printing, but anybody who is seeing a detail he doesn't like or he has a better idea how it could be changed, so you need to let us know immediately. Any questions, comments on this? And these are the tools we need to have in line of our outreach discussion when we come to some outreach priorities, etc., and we will have this discussion also together with Jean-Jacques Sahel, because as we repeatedly discussed, I think Uralo outreach strategies should be closely coordinated with any efforts from Jean-Jacques Sahel and his team. And we should really go in into the same direction. Therefore, if we will have this discussion in Dublin, it's of course, in my opinion, a must that Jean-Jacques and members of his team should be present during this discussion. Any further questions and comments?
Wolf, this is Heidi.
Yes, please, Heidi.
Yes, just I wanted to add on that point, which I completely support, there's currently a civil society engagement document. It's a draft form that is out for comments on the at-large list, including the Geraldo list. If you could please comment on that document and also add any regional events within Geraldo that you think might be able to be an event where at large and Geraldo could coordinate and collaborate with the GSE team. That would be really a key point. Thank you.
Okay, short reply on this question already. There are not many events for the rest of this year. There is a global IGF in Brazil, which is on our agenda. There are some events around VCs plus 10, etc., but otherwise I do not know many more events. So,
Well, this is Heidi, just very quickly, it's fiscal year 16, so that would include up to June 30th, 2016.
Okay, so for next year we have to see. We will at least have as essential events the Southeastern European dialogue, which will most probably be organized in the region, perhaps in Belgrade and prior to Eurodic. So we will have early June Eurodic, and we will have in May the Republica Fair, and I have seen that the Republica Fair was already mentioned on this document, so we will do some further researches, but some dates may not be confirmed at this stage yet. So it will be sort of work in progress, and we have to update this regularly. But thanks for pointing us to this document. I have seen the circulation and the info, etc., to at large, to Juralo, and we will keep this in mind. Any further questions, comments? We are just 10 minutes behind. Yes, there is Dev raised his hand. Dev, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is David Ann speaking. Just looking at the business card, which looks great. I noticed the URL for the Facebook Uralos group on Facebook is a very long URL, and I just to point out that a Facebook admin can change the URL so that it could be like facebook.com/Uralo if that name has not been taken. So you might want to just do that so that it's not such a long URL. For anyone to type. If I also suggest a possible suggestion. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thanks a lot. Very good point, Steph. It also jumped into my eyes that this URL doesn't look so. If we can find out about a shorter or concise version of this link, it would be helpful. And I've seen Sylvia noted, staff has noted it to be checked. Any further comments, questions, ideas, points? If this is not the case, I would like to thank all of you for participating at our official or regular monthly August call. I was very pleased about the number of participants at this call, and I still hope that we even may have some more participants in the September call, what will be the last call before the Dublin meeting and our next General Assembly. And I think it's a good moment for mobilization for our members, so that members do not only come to the General Assembly, but may perhaps also be interested to join our September call. thanks a lot to all of you, and I wish you a pleasant rest of the evening. Thanks and goodbye.
Thank you, Wolf. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines.